And you're tuned to South of the Border, KVMR FM, Nevada City. My name's Mark Cunaberti, the Brazilian Edition, every second Monday from 10 a.m. till 12. And I was invited to a lounge drink one night, and I met this fine group in here. And so this morning, it is my pleasure to announce live in the studio the Brazilianaires, and they're going to perform for us today. And we have Florencia, Stephen Holland, and Rob Holland. Both of Stephen and Rob are not related, I was informed.
We don't know.
So good morning.
Long lost brothers.
Thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so Florencia and Stephen and Rob, we have Florencia on vocals. Stephen is on guitar and vocals, and Rob is on bass, percussion, and back vocals. So tell me, how did the three of you get together?
Well, Florencia and I met, a year and a half ago, and we started working together, and Rob joined us a few months ago. And we've been playing about here in all those lounges, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so it's a fairly new group then, huh?
It's a fairly new group, yeah. We haven't been playing that long.
Okay, okay.
And there was a break between when I first met her. There was a bit of a break, when we didn't play, and then we started up again.
Okay, so what nationality is everybody? Florencia, you're not Brazilian, are you?
No, I'm from Argentina.
You're from Argentina?
He'll fix you. He's finding it.
There we go. How's that? Is that better?
I think so.
There you go. Okay, you're from Argentina.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
How did you get into Brazilian music?
It was one of the first type of songs that I started singing when I was a teenager.
Okay, okay. So you speak Spanish and Portuguese then?
A little bit of Portuguese.
But you managed to bring Brazilian music, huh?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
I'd love to sing it.
Are we going to hear all the music in English today?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Okay.
So, nunca in English.
Okay, all right. And neither of you two gentlemen are Brazilian. Do any of you speak Portuguese? Or?
Eu falo sim.
Ah, okay, okay, all right. Okay, you speak Spanish well, okay. Well, what are we going to hear this morning?
We're going to start off with a song called The Falsa Baiana by Geraldo Pereira. And The Falsa Baiana, we first heard João Gilberto doing this, but we have our own way of doing it.
All right, so the Brazilian Airs, ladies and gentlemen, take it away.
Baiana que entra no samba, só fica parada. Canta no samba, não olhando nada. Não sabe de já como se tá de louca. Baiana é aquela que entra no samba de qualquer maneira, que mexe, remexe, dando nas cadeiras, se esteja moçada com ela de boca. Baiana que entra no samba só fica parada, canta no samba, não bola nem nada, não sabe de já como se tá de louca. Aquela que entra no samba de qualquer maneira, que mexe, remexe, dando nas cadeiras, beijando a moçada com água na boca. O falsa baiana quando entra no samba, ninguém se incomoda, ninguém bate palma, ninguém abre a volta, ninguém grita opa, só vai Bahia, senhor. Mas a gente gosta como uma baiana, é que vai direitinho, cima abaixo. Revira suínhos, esse não é Sofia de São Salvador. Baiana que entra no samba, só fica parada. Canta no samba, não mora nem nada. Não sabe tirar uma cidade louca. Baiana é aquela que entra no samba de qualquer maneira, que mexe, remexe, dando nas cadeiras, e deixa a moçada com água na boca. Baiana que entra no samba só fica parada, não canta no samba, não olha nem nada, não sabe deixa a moçada louca. Baiana é aquela que que entra no samba de qualquer maneira, que mexe, remexe, dando nas cadeiras. Veja a moçada com a mão na boca, o faça baiana quando entra no samba. Ninguém se incomoda, ninguém bate palma, ninguém na roda, ninguém grita opa. Só babaiazinho, mas a gente gosta com uma baiana que vai direitinho de cima a baixo. E vira os rinhos dizendo é Sofia de São Salvador. Na laia, laia.
Very nice.
Muito obrigado.
Very good. De nada, de nada. All right. So tell me, you've only been together just a short time.
Really, we've been rehearsing like 3 months, four months.
Yeah. Do you all live up here?
Yes.
Okay. You know,
we've been progressive steps from Nevada City to just outside of town to way outside of town.
Okay. Moving slowly up the hill or down the hill or
I
whatever.
On the ridge.
Okay, okay. Yeah, you know, my wife is Brazilian, and there is not a large Brazilian contingent here. Do you find are you running into people that are very familiar with Brazilian music at all, or a lot of Brazilians up here at all?
I think there's a lot more familiarity with Musica Brasil because of shows like this,
mm-hmm.
and because of the general interest, the public is really they're crazy about Brazilian music.
Sure, sure.
Generally speaking, yeah.
Yeah, you've performed a few places around town in the short time that you've been together.
Mm-hmm.
What's coming up now as far as in the next year for you?
Well, in the coming, just before the end of the year, on the 26th, that's mm-hmm. the day after Christmas, we are performing at Amigos Restaurant
okay.
down at 101 Broad Street at the bottom of the hill here
sure.
in Nevada City. And that show is at 6 p.m. on December 26th. We're also performing on January 9th at mm-hmm. Amigos, or January 7th, excuse me. That's a Thursday night at Amigos Restaurant. And
okay.
Again, 6 p.m. And we're also playing on the 23rd of January at the Copper Top Restaurant.
Okay, sure, sure.
Lounge, I should say.
Sure, sure.
And
yeah, we played last month, and we had a really good show. People dancing at the
yeah.
end. It was
yeah.
really
now, do you stick with like samba or pagoda music, or you kind of run the gamut of Brazilian music?
We have been performing a lot of standard bossa nova
mm-hmm.
Because this is the music that we all know, and we're expanding out to include baião and not really pagode, some samba.
Mm-hmm, okay,
although. I'd love to do some pagode.
Sure, sure.
It's just a great sound.
Okay,
I think
okay.
we have to do a little more batucada, maybe bring in another percussionist to really make it sound
okay,
the real
right.
thing. Yeah.
Well, let's hear another one then.
Okay, we're going to do a song.
Água de Beber.
Yeah, Água de Beber, a song by Antonio Carlos Jobim.
And we also do some Argentinian music and such.
Okay. You're listening to KVMR FM in Nevada City. We have the Brazilian Airs live here in the studio. It's about quarter
Cuban
to 11.
Stuff,
and Cuban stuff? Well, we have south of the border, so we'll take it all this morning.
We might not hit it all this morning.
Well, we'll do the best we can.
I really love playing with Steve and Rob. Steve just has such a wide range of things.
Sure.
He plays. He's one of the few around here that can play bossa nova so well. And Rob can switch around between bass and percussion. And he joins us in back vocals. And
well, you know, I was surprised. You know, my wife is pretty in tune. When she sees a Brazilian band, she hooks up to it. So I'm kind of glad that we're getting some local Brazilian music out of here, because we don't run into a lot. My wife is always looking for contacts and just the local music instead of having people come up from Sacramento. So, okay, take it away.
Ba-da-dum-dum, 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 ba-da-dum-dum.
Steve, tell me a little bit about your training on the guitar.
I studied guitar in the School of Hard Knocks growing up.
Okay.
I learned rather haphazardly as a child, as a young kid. I was 10 years old when I started playing. I had a teacher. I hated him. And so I began to listen to Beatle records and the Rolling Stones music, and then over time played all kinds of music. And in my late teens, early 20s, I started playing and listening to Latin American music, Brazilian music. I first heard Ayrton Moreira and Flor Purim, and totally got hooked on that. Went to the university and took up the study of the guitar there, studied voice and guitar, ethnomusicology, creative writing, and just continued doing that. Studied with a number of classical guitarists. At my first trip to Brazil, I was more interested not in jazz or bossa per se, but older folk music and older classical music from Brazil, and so that occupied my time for quite a while. And then slowly drifted back to playing more Brazilian pop and my own music and mixing it up. Now I have a repertoire that's all totally crazy, and It spans a lot of different styles, but I really like doing this. This is lovely music.
And Rob, what about yourself? Tell us a little bit about your musical background.
Well, started playing bass around age 12, 1968. And is that better?
Mm-hmm.
And
went on from there to end up in Cuba, Africa, on musical travels. Lived up here for quite a while, playing all kinds of music until the mid-80s, and then headed to the city, San Francisco, played lots of Cuban music and salsa and other stuff. Big circle to New York City for a few years, L.A., and back here again. The scene up here is so great, couldn't stay away.
So the three of you kind of gelling together was really fortunate in a way. Huh? Did you have a hard time finding other musicians, at least where you were, to delve into the Brazilian music at all?
I lived in San Francisco and Berkeley and Los Angeles, and there were always people down there who played or were interested in it. So that wasn't so hard. Up here, it's a little more difficult to find people who will play. But I play in a couple of groups where the musicians are very good and they play well with others.
Sure. What about you, Florencia? What's your background?
I remember starting singing from when I was 10 or 12, getting into it in the breaks, at school. And then I went to the music conservatory in Argentina. Back then, at least, it was a public school, so it was free. I went to two different conservatories at the same time for 3 or 4 years. It was more like a classical training, but I was more into folk music more than anything. I was taking voice and a little bit of piano just to give myself a little bit of a background. And then I was teaching elementary and preschool when I was a music teacher. And then I came here to America just on a trip, just for a yoga convention.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was only planning to stay for a month. And my friends, would say, oh, you'll see, you'll meet people, you're traveling. And I'm just only going for this business and coming back. And I never came back. Of course, I came back, to visit, but I always kept updating my visas, and something happened here for me. I would say the second week I was here, it just felt like home. Something in my heart, I can't describe it.
Sure.
It wasn't the language necessarily. I had to brush up on my English, but it's just something happened that I felt this was my place.
Your English is better than my Portuguese. You're listening to KVMR FM, Nevada City. My name is Mark Cunaberti. We're at South of the Border here, the Brazilian Edition, 89.5 KVMR, Music of the World, Voice of the Community. We have live in studio the Brazilian Airs. A local band here that plays Brazilian music, other types as well. So we're going to go on. Now, do you have is there a website where people wanted to access you, or is it so new where...
We don't have a website per se.
Okay.
We're recording, getting ready to do some recording.
Okay.
And when we have those pieces finished, or as they get done, I will put them on my website, stephenholland.info, and people will be able to go there and download MP3 files of those.
So if someone wanted to discuss the band, they can go to stephenholland.info. Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N,
yes.
Holland, H-O-L-L-A-N-D.
Like the country.
Right.
Yeah.
.info.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, we're going to hear another one. You're going to grace us with some more music?
We're going to do,
Yeah, we're going to do Chega de Saudade. It's one of the oldest, if not first, bossa novas, known by Vinicius de Moraes.
Mm-hmm.
It was certainly the first one I sang. I really treasure this song.
I think I have one of his CDs spun up here.
Yeah? Ah, Vinicius de Moraes, yeah.
Okay, all right. Vinicius. Take it away. The Brazilian Airs right here on KVMR.
Vai, minha tristeza, diz a ela que sem ela não pode ser. Diz-lhe numa prece que ela regresse, porque eu não posso mais sofrer. Chega de saudade,
a realidade que sem ela não há paz, não há beleza. É só tristeza, melancolia que não sai de mim, não sai de mim, não sai. Mas se ela voltar, se ela voltar, que coisa linda, que coisa louca. Pois há menos beijinhos só na terra do mar do que os beijinhos que eu darei na sua boca. Dentro dos meus passos, os abraços não de ser milus da prazos, apertado sim, colado sim, calado sim, abraços e beijinhos e carinhos sem ter fim, que é pra acabar com o cine cujo de você viver sem mim. Não quero mais ser cine cujo de você longe de mim. Vai, minha tristeza, diz a ela que sem ela não pode ser. Diz-lhe numa prece que ela esqueci, porque eu não posso mais sofrer. Chega de saudade, a realidade que sem ela não há paz, não há beleza. É só tristeza, melancolia que não sai de mim, não sai de mim, não sai. Mas se ela voltar, se ela voltar, que coisa linda, que coisa louca. Pois há menos beijinhos só na terra do que os beijinhos que eu darei na sua boca. Dentro dos meus braços, os abraços não de ser milus da prazos, apertado sim, colado sim, calado sim, abraços e beijinhos e carinhos sem ter fim, que pra acabar com o cine cujo de você viver sem mim. Não quero mais ser cine cujo de você viver sem mim. Não quero mais ser cine cujo de você longe de mim. Viver sem mim, 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 viver sem mim.
You're tuned to KVMR FM, Nevada City. If you're wondering why the music sounds so lovely this morning, it's because we have the Brazilian Airs here live in the studio. I think, let's see if we've got someone who wants to call. You're live on the air with KVMR.
I'm trying to reach Daryl.
Okay. You're tuned to KVMR FM. We have live in the studio the Brazilian Airs this morning, which is why the music sounds so lovely. We have a Florencia on vocals, Stephen Holland on guitar and vocals, and Rob Holland, not related to Stephen, oddly enough, and spelled the same way. And Rob is on bass, percussion, and background vocals. Fairly new group here. They live locally, Brazilian music mostly, but other areas of South America. We're going to hear some other songs.
Yeah, we'll sing songs
down
from
in the region. Okay.
The next one.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to get right into it then? Okay. Why not?
This is a piece by Maria Helena Walsh. Maybe you have something to say about this composer.
Well, I just believe it's just a beautiful song, and it just describes Buenos Aires.
Okay.
So so much for me. It just brings a lot of good memories.
So take it away. The Brazilian Airs live here on KVMR, your community radio station.
cuando llueve me da no sé qué. Las estatuas nunca pueden salir en parejas con paraguas y se quedan como en penitencia solitarias, señalando la fatalidad de las plazas. Miran serias pasar cochecitos y mucamas, no se ríen porque no tuvieron nunca infancia. Marionetas, grandes quietas, con ellas no juega nadie, es una sombra mala para siempre las borrase. ¡Qué dolor caería sobre Buenos Aires! Cuando llueve me voy a dormir. Las estatuas velan pálidas hasta que llegue la mañana y del sueño de los pajaritos son guardianas. Su memoria procuran decir sin palabras y nos piden la poca limosna de mirarlas cuando quieren contarnos un cuento de la patria. Marionetas, grandes quietas, con ellas nadie, pero si una sombra mala para siempre las borrase, qué dolor caería sobre Buenos Aires. La fatalidad de las plazas, miran serias pasar cochecitos y mucamas, no se ríen porque no tuvieron nunca infancia. Quietas, con ellas no juega nadie, es una sombra mala para siempre las borrase. Qué dolor caería sobre Buenos Aires.
You don't know how much of a thrill it is to have you live in the studio. You're hearing the sound over the earphones. What do you think of the quality of the sound coming out? Not bad for a little studio,
it's
huh?
Good.
Yeah, there you
go.
It
feels real. Thank you.
You're listening to KVMR FM in Nevada City. My name is Mark Cunabridi. South of the Border, if you haven't caught on, it's the Brazilian edition today. And you can send comments to the show to moneymatters@kvmr.org is the email that gets to me, although we're not doing the financial show today. We have the Brazilianaires live here in the studio this morning, a local group that performs Brazilian music here and about town. And they've only been together for a short period of time. And so you've got some dates coming up. So, Stephen, why don't you go through those dates again, and so we can, our listeners can enjoy themselves and visit you and support
you. Thank you very much. The day after Christmas, December 26th, we're playing at Amigos and Company at the bottom of Broad Street at Sacramento, 6 p.m. We're playing there again on January 7th, which is a Thursday night.
That's a Mexican restaurant.
It's a
wonderful
Mexican
food.
Restaurant. Great food. Great Mexican.
You said Sacramento. It's right here. I mean, isn't
right
it?
Downtown.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
At the corner of Sac.
In Nevada City.
Sacramento
here.
And Broad Street.
Good.
Right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Down by the creek.
Okay.
And then we're playing at on the 23rd at the Copper Top, which is in Grass Valley.
Sure.
On
sure.
Neal Street.
Sure.
Start time there is around 8.
Okay. All right. Good. We're going to take a break and give their vocals and their fingers a rest, and we'll be right back. You're listening to KVMR FM in Nevada City. And you're tuned South of the Border. My name's Mark Cunaberti. Thanks for joining me this morning. On December 14th, we have live in the studio the Brazilianaires, a local trio that performs Brazilian music and other South American influences in there. Of course, this is South of the Border that airs every Monday from 10 to 12. The Brazilian edition hosted by yours truly from 10 to 12 on the second Mondays. So we have Florencia, Stephen Holland, and Rob Holland in here. From the Brazilianaires. So how do you select your music now? Is there any original? Is it all covers or any original tunes?
We fight over it. You know.
You fight over it. That's typical for a band, sure.
I don't want to do that. No, I don't want to do that.
But we just get excited pretty much, you know, about very similar things. I really love, you know, working together, playing together, working together. It's the same thing, work and play. You know, we mm-hmm. really get along and we enjoy what we do. You know, we have similar, you know, we like similar things, you know, as far as music
important.
Goes. Yeah.
Important.
And I think we're also, this next song we're going to do is an example of trying to, of stretching out, of finding things that are a little bit unusual.
Mm-hmm.
And, we've been playing so far some bossa nova classics, and we love those. But anything that's a little off the beaten path, but has, you know, musical beauty, we're attracted to that. So this next song is a song by Valdemar Henrique. Valdemar Henrique was a composer who lived in the early part of the flourished in the early part of the 20th century, and I would say he's part of that generation of composers who have all classical training and come out of conservatories, but they really embrace the folklore of their country. This song deals with the Amerindian legends of magic dolphins that live up in the tributaries of the Amazon and become fantastically handsome men at night and seduce young virgins and drag them into the river. It's a very strange folk legend, but The song is quite beautiful. It's called Tajapanema, or Foi Botasinha. It was a dolphin lord.
Okay.
Japonema jurou não ter eu,
da Japanema, juro no terreiro. Virgem morena, fugi pro mosteiro. Da Japanema, juro no terreiro. Da Japanema, juro no terreiro. A virgem morena, fugi pro mosteiro. Fui votocinha. Foi voto senhor que veio tentar, que a moça levou, não tá dançarão, aquele doutor. Foi voto senhor, foi voto senhor. A Japanima se pôs a jurar. A Japanema se pôs a chorar. Quem tem filha moça é bom vigiar. A Japanema se pôs a jurar. A Japanema se pôs a jurar. Quem tem filha moça é bom vigiar. Um voto na altura. Perdiu, viu, quem diga que foi, se ele resistiu, um voto não dorme no fundo do rio. Se ele resistiu, um voto não dormindo no fundo do rio. Da Japanema jurou no terreiro. Da Japanema jurou no terreiro. A virgem morena fugiu pro mosteiro. Da Japanema jurou no terreiro. Da Japanema jurou. A virgem morena fugiu pro mosteiro. Foi voto senhor, foi voto senhor que veio tentar, que a moça levou, não tá dançarão. Aquele doutor, foi voto senhor, foi voto senhor. Que diga quem for, se ele resistiu, um voto não dorme do fundo do rio.
You've just tuned in. You're listening to KVMR FM Nevada City, and that lovely music you're hearing is emanating live from the studio here on 401 Spring Street in Nevada City. From the Brazilianaires, Florencia, Stephen Holland, and Rob Holland, not related.
Holland.
I think okay. I'm going to have to adopt it.
Like Frankenstein. Because this is radio, Stephen and Rob, why don't you tell us a little bit about the instrument you're playing, since our listeners can't see that, and they're maybe a little bit curious out there about that.
All right. This is my baby bass, and that is actually what it's called. It's an old 1950s Ampeg model baby bass, as they used to call them. And it's kind of like a surfboard.
Is it an actual 1950s?
Oh, yeah. I'm the second owner of this baby. And the strings are original, gut strings. Which are gutty.
Okay. All right.
And I love it for that. This is used a lot in salsa style music.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Normally with a different kind of stringing, string system.
So you must have installed a pickup in it somewhere along
the way. No, actually, it has the funky old pickup.
Okay. All right. Great. Yeah. One of the first electrified basses, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're getting the back there with these.
Yeah. And Steve, what about yourself?
I do have other percussion.
Okay.
We'll hear later.
Okay.
It sounds like a trash can, but a
small percussion orchestra.
Sure. But definitely the interesting part of that, of your instruments, is definitely the bass.
One of them. People are always interested in the cajon.
Okay.
I don't know how we were picking it up here, but...
Sure. That's the box that you sit down on for those who can't see this.
At the moment, the later mm-hmm. two hands.
Okay, great. And Stephen?
I'm playing a Joaquin Ruiz guitar mm-hmm. made in Sevilla. It's a kind of a factory guitar. There's a little factory of guys that make these guitars in Spain.
Two guys make a factory, right? One guy's an artist, two guys make a factory.
Usually, when you talk about a factory-made guitar in Spain, it means that you have some guys who are fabricating sides and backs, and somebody else is doing the top wood, and that's what this guitar is.
Okay.
It's a very decent guitar. We really like it, I'm still learning to play it.
Yeah.
People ask me that question. How long have you been playing? And I tell them, don't.
Still
ask
learning. You learn until they put you in the ground, right?
That's right. I'm still learning.
Because our listener base changes over a period of minutes, maybe you can once again tell us how long you've been together and how you got together for those of our listeners that are just tuning in. We have the Brazilianaires here live in the studio. Maybe tell us a little bit how you came to the name and how you met. And
Florencia came to a gig that I was playing at.
Yeah, we were connected by a mutual friend, and it was all kind of magical for me because... I wasn't really trying to do anything. It's kind of, it all happened.
She was pushed into it against her will.
Okay.
Yes.
Better than dragged in by the dolphins, I guess, right?
Yes.
it was a desire in me, let's say. You know, I really wanted to do that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just happy that it manifested that way, you know, just kind of magical way for me.
As for the name, my brother, Martin Holland, another Holland, came up with that name when I was working with him on a project in Sacramento. And our band never really formed. And so I called him one day after I had been working with Flo and Rob. And I think when Rob joined us a few months ago, I called my brother and I said, that name, let me have it. You are my brother. Give me that name. And he said, yeah, no problem.
Has any reference to do with billionaires?
Well, maybe.
Or you're hoping,
between the
right?
billionaires and the Brazilians, but
okay.
I don't think so. It's just a kind of.
It's really funny, you know, when I first saw you, I do the financial show here. And so when I saw the Brazilianaires, I've been talking about billions and billionaires for years, and so when I sat down, I said, wow. Okay. It must be destiny here. I first met you at Amigos, I believe.
Amigos, right?
Yes.
Way back in August, I think.
There you go. Yeah. And that was probably one of our first gigs.
Okay, then. Yeah. How did you land that gig? Did you know the owner there, or
well,
how
Daniel,
that? He's a big supporter of Latin American music.
He's a big supporter of music, and he loved what I did. He had heard me play solo, and he said, you know, I want to get you to come down and play. And I said, well, I would love to come down, and I will play a solo gig, but you should definitely think about having my trio in. And he said, fine, come bring the trio. And so we've played there a number of times now, and it's been really well received.
Yeah, great. Yeah,
and
we
also, you know,
go ahead.
Sorry, the way I met with Rob was also kind of, you know, magical for me, too. We met at the local co-op, if mm-hmm. I can say that.
That's right, over a year ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was just, it just happened, you know.
Sure.
And then we ended up playing together.
Again, I believe. Just one.
And I've been wanting to play with him for the longest time. He and I have, you know, touched bases a couple of times and jammed a little bit with it. We got to play.
Literally
finally,
for decades.
It dawned on me after working with Flora for a while. I said, you know, what we really need is a bass player or a percussionist,
mm-hmm.
maybe both. Bingo, there he was.
If you'd like to ask either Floor or Stephen or Rob a question, we've activated the phone lines here, 530-265-9555 or 1-800-355-KVMR, 1-800-355-KVMR. They're going to stick around a little bit longer. You can ask them anything you like. And once again, Steve, tell us some dates that you have coming up.
Yes, we're playing at Amigo's Restaurant at the bottom of Broad Street in Nevada City on the 26th of December. We're coming back on January 7th and playing there. Both of those shows are at 6 p.m. We're also playing at the Copper Top in Grass Valley, the Copper Top Lounge, and that'll be on the 23rd of January at 8 p.m.
Now, on your website address, can they see those dates in case they didn't have a pencil?
They will be posted. I don't have my New Year's dates posted yet.
Okay.
I'm slow.
Okay. And both places are lovely places to enjoy, you know, music.
Sure, sure. And Steve, your website address one more time?
Yes, it's stephenholland.info, and that's stephenholland.info.
And when they scroll up on that website, are they going to see musical information, or are they going to have to hunt around for it?
No, that's right there. They can go and click on the calendar and find out where I'm playing.
Okay. And again, you've only been together a couple of months then, huh? Well, at least since August, because that's when I saw you, right?
Right. So it's midsummer week.
Okay.
We came together as a trio.
It's kind of nice that we can get you some exposure here.
It's a beautiful thing.
KVMR is a beautiful thing, man. I mean, where else could you do that and cover half of Northern California, right? State capital and the whole nine yards.
Yeah, I don't know.
So you're going to have to pay me back by playing some more.
You got it.
Okay. What are we going to hear?
We're going to play
Mañana
de Carnaval, which is probably the most famous song that came out of the 1958 movie made by Marcel Camus, a French filmmaker, went to Brazil and did a Brazilian retelling of the tale of Orpheus and Eurydice.
That's right.
Called Black Orpheus. Orfeo Negro.
Manhã tão bonita, manhã. Na vida uma só canção, cantando sou teus sonhos, teu riso, tuas mãos. Pois há de haver um dia em que virás das cordas do meu violão, que sou teu amor procurou. Vem uma voz falar dos beijos perdidos nos lábios teus. Canto meu coração, a alegria voltou, tão feliz amanhã desse amor. Manhã da bonita manhã, de dia feliz que chegou, o céu só surgiu em cada cordelhão, botou sonho. Depois deste dia feliz, não sei se outro dia virá. Nossa manhã, bela final manhã, manhã carnaval. Canto meu coração, alegria voltou.
A feliz amanhã neste amor.
Music emanating from your community radio station, KVMR, is coming live from the studio from the Bazillionaires, located here at 401 Spring Street in Nevada City. We're graced with a live trio this morning. And my name is Mark Cunaberti. Thanks for joining me. And we have a few more minutes left. The Bazillionaires features Florencia on vocals, Stephen Holland on guitar and vocals, and Rob Holland on bass, percussion, and background vocals. And we've been blessed with half a dozen or more songs this morning. And I'd much rather have live music in the studio than playing any sort of CDs, so we'll have them there as long as they'll stay. They've been together four or five months, I think, and they all live local here. So it's really refreshing to me to see some Brazilian music come out. Any original material now, folks? Or
We haven't done any original material yet.
Okay.
I've written a few things that I think we might, that might migrate into our repertoire.
Sure. Yeah, and so. No CDs yet, obviously, since you've been just together a short time.
We're going to do that in the next couple weeks.
In the next couple weeks, we're going to make a few demos and just get a few demos, a few songs together in a demo fashion, and then we'll put those up on the website and throw them out there and wait for people to give us lots of money.
There you go.
And then we'll make a...
Then you could be billionaire Brazilianaires.
I'm going to listen to your show more often. I think that,
And you can find information on the Brazilianaires at stephenholland.info, StephenHolland, or you can send me an email. You can always... ping me, and I can always refer you back to Floor, who's been my contact with Brazilianaires. So, it's an honor to have you folks in here today. I want to thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having us. A pleasure.
And if somebody comes out and sees you, you're going to be playing some dancing music for them? Can they get up and, dance?
Well, this next song is probably a really good song to dance to. It's it's a banhão, but it's a...
Quite a few
it has a groove.
People get up to, we have quite a few, we get into the faster tempos, the partido altos, and...
gets a little later, and...
Batucada style.
All right, up until the noise curfew hits, and then, all right, okay. And normally you said the shows start around 6 at Amigos, did you say?
Amigos will start at 6 on the 26th of December, the 7th of January, and the 23rd of January at the Copper Top, that'll start at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah, that
last time it went till midnight.
Okay, so they really worked you there, huh? Amigos ends right around 9, doesn't it? I think somewhere in there.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a 3-hour set. But, okay.
Copper Top lets you crank it up a little bit more, right?
We get
come hungry to Amigos.
More.
Come hungry to both places. They both have great.
Once we start playing, we don't want to stop.
Yeah.
Okay. Amigos, they kick us out.
I didn't mean to interrupt you there, Rob, but there's certain considerations that we have. Okay. All right. So what are we going to hear now?
We're going to hear a song called Cravo e Canela, which is a Milton Nascimento song.
Okay.
que está en Perú, si gana que está en Perú, mucharu tu clavo. Si gana que está en Perú, morena que está en Perú, a coche y canela. A chuva morena, o dança dos rios, o dança da noite, sol amanhã. A chuva cigana, o dança dos rios, o mel do cacau, sol amanhã. Morena que tempero, cigana que tempero, o cheiro do cravo. Cigana que tempero, morena que tempero, a cor de canela. A lua morena, o dança do vento, o ventre da noite, sol amanhã. A chuva cigana, o dança dos rios, o mel do cacau, sol amanhã. Sol amanhã. A chuva cigana, o dança dos rios, o mel do cacau, sol amanhã. Morena que tempero, cigana que tempero, o cheiro do cravo. Cigana que tempero, morena que tempero, a cor de canela. A lua morena, o dança do vento, o ventre da noite, sol amanhã. Cigana, o dança dos rios, o mel do cacau, sol amanhã.
Tuned to KVMR FM, Nevada City, live in the studio here at 401 Spring Street. We've been blessed with the appearance of the trio entitled Brazilianaires with Florencia, Stephen Holland, and unrelated Robin Holland. Florencia on vocals, Stephen Holland on guitar and vocals, and Rob on bass, percussion, and back vocals. Are we going to do one more, or is that it?
I think that's it.
Okay, well, that's a
thing.
No, that,
I want to thank you.
That's a good thing.
You got a call.
Call and a request. There you go.
Yeah. It's been our pleasure to have you. I want to thank you for coming in. And one more time, Stephen, the website, what they might be able to.
StephenHolland.info, StephenHolland.info.
Okay.
And we're playing at Amigos on the 26th of December, the 7th of January. And at the Copper Top on the 23rd of January.
Okay. And times for those would be, what, 6 p.m. at Amigos?
6 p.m. at Amigos and 8 p.m. at Copper Top.
Okay. Do you want to give out a phone number at all or no? It's up to you.
I'm trying to remember. You should.
Or email is good.
Yes, you could contact me via email at wholehandmusic, and that's wholehandmusic. At hotmail.com.
Okay. So, Florencia, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you, Mark.
Lovely voice and a lovely smile. And Stephen, thank you for blessing us with your guitar work. And Rob,
pleasure.
The backbone.
Thank you.
Right. Okay, you're listening to KVMR FM, Nevada City, south of the border. My name's Mark Cunaberti. We had the Bazillionaires here. We've got a few more minutes for some other music. Thanks for joining me. We'll be right back as we check our friends out, and you can enjoy a little bit of music. Mm-hmm.